I wanted to ask you about Dr. Zurek. You said he delivered one of your babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a bit more about him?
Well, you know, when somebody new comes into the village, everybody sort of looks and waits and doesn't talk much. They wait to see what these people are up to. And it's the same way with Dr. Zurek and his beautiful wife. She was a Plains Indian, beautiful woman. She played the piano as an artist would. He had evidently, now this is what he told me, but he told some stories, but Dr. Zurek told me that he was in the Red Cross. No, she was in the Red Cross, and he was in a medical corps, and they met in Europe during the war. And he was injured, he told me, in the lungs. And he was advised by doctors to go to a dry climate, a cold, dry climate, for his lung condition. And they just happened, I can see the car now, they had a yellow, sort of a sporty car. Come in there, I can see him coming in. And they didn't have any children at that time. And he asked around about a place to live, and there was where the Central Park was, there was a little cabin there, little shack rather. And so they lived in that shack. And then Joe Donnelly, who was the Alaska Road Commission boss, had built a log house and across from where Earl Beislein lives now. There was the log house that was built and bought by the Zurichs is still there. But it's sort of back in the woods because they've let it grow up, so the people that own it. But they lived there, and he delivered his little boy there.